Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 61452.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Mary Brand.
Okay, one moment. Okay, Ms. Brand, I don't see an account here for you yet. Can you spell your last name for me?
Brand is in brand name product, B-R-A-N-D.
Okay, and the first name is Mary?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here what's happening. Have you placed an order for a product?
Yes.
Okay, would you have used a different zip code for your mailing and shipping or billing?
No. No.
How long ago has it been since you placed the order?
March 19th, the money was debited out of my account.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one moment. Let me try that zip code again, please.
61452.
Thank you. Okay, may I have your city and state? Let's see if this is the right account.
Littleton, Illinois.
Okay, yes. Will you verify the mailing address on the account?
P.O. Box 53, 135 South Main Street.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. I see that you ordered the top cosmoscope. These are like military-grade monoculars.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Should have been three of them plus a protective case, and I think that was it.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here that, of course, this particular company did run into a little problem with the backlog of these shipments. It's going to take 2 or 3 weeks for this product to ship to you. But we're right there. Let's see here. I think at the almost 3 week mark, so your product should be going out. But what I'm going to do is go ahead and let the administrative staff know that you called to check on it and you still don't have it. They
right.
will expedite your order.
Okay.
So I will
we
go ahead.
Got
yes, ma'am.
Email or I didn't get an email or anything about it, but if it hasn't shipped, that's probably why. I just wanted to make sure that somebody knew that that order was in and it hadn't got lost someplace. That's all.
Yes,
so,
it has not gone out yet. It is in fulfillment,
right.
And they have an email confirmation where they sent you the order confirmation to littlemissyjoe2@gmail.com. Did you get that on the 17th of March?
Not. No, I did not get that.
Is that the correct email? Little Missy?
LittleMissyJoe2@gmail.com. That's correct.
Okay. Let's see. I think I can resend that email. It's just the order confirmation.
Let me give you a different email.
Okay. Let's see. Let me go back. I'll have to change it. Okay, so you want to change the email address?
Yeah, let's go ahead and change the email address. Put it under Mary M. Stevenson, S-T-E.
Mary?
Mary M. Stevenson, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N, brand.
Uh-huh.
Also at Gmail.
So I have Mary... M S T E P H E N S O N brand at gmail.com.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. So let me go ahead and make the notations on the account to the administrative staff so they can try to rush your order.
All right.
And I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Feel better?
Yeah. Well, at least we know where it is.
Yeah. I just, they'd already got the money, so I just wanted to make sure I hadn't got scammed.
Okay.
you know. If I have to wait a little longer for an order with things the way they are right now, doesn't bother me one bit, just so long as I know that I get something for the money that already got paid out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm not upset about the time. I'm upset about not knowing what's going on.
That's why I was asking if there was a trace or something we could do, you know, just to find out where it was. I mean, if the motherfucker said in route, in Taiwan, okay, it's in route.
Right.
Did you have it by scissors?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, Ms. Brand, I have all the notations on the account for the administrative staff to try to prioritize your account, or your order, rather.
Okay.
And I thank you for calling customer support and being patient with us. So hopefully you'll get those emails this time. I just resent the email to you at the new address.
All righty, that would be great. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.